Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. We're going to bring in my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Listen to on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on the American Forces Radio Network. We have an awesome show planned out for you guys today. We're going to recap week 15 of the EPL, look ahead at week 16. There's some Champions League action midweek that we will get to. Although there weren't too many crazy matchups, there were crazy results. And for those who don't know, obviously, Manchester City are just in such a rough spot. One win in their last 10 games. I don't think I've uttered those words in my existence as a soccer fan watching Manchester City. It makes me happy. It's, you know, this was a long time coming. It's about time. They've won the league 4 years in a row. But I might have to be biting my tongue here because there is a Manchester derby this week as my Manchester United will travel to Manchester City just down the road. And most likely, just based off of me saying I'm happy about City and their downfall, we'll probably give them their second win in now what will be 11 games, which will just be so unfortunate. But I'm giving us a chance here. Amorim did face up against Manchester City in the Champions League just a couple weeks back when he was still at Sporting. He absolutely smoked them. Hopefully we can bring that game plan in. I mean, as long as Onana can figure it out, you know, we might stand a chance here. But it's been rough for him over the last two games. The error in the Europa League this week was just inexcusable. We're going to get into the errors that he made against Forest last weekend, which I was a goalkeeper growing up. I was a goalkeeper in college. And, you know, these are college-level, high school-level saves that he's not making. And it's concerning. I'm not going to lie. We're going to get into Tottenham. That should be fun. Certainly that should be fun. My bet is looking unbelievable, by the way. And we're going to get into it all, man. This is going to be an exciting show. I'm very, very excited to dive into all of this with my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. And at the end, as always, we're giving out the First Touch Parlay, which we've yet to hit, but I'm feeling good about this week. So stay tuned. First Touch will be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, and we're bringing in Nico Beef Sauce coming up next. We'll be right back.
Find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season, and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Tyler Bean, and my main man, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how we doing? What a weekend we just had, and what a weekend we have coming up, huh?
Hey, man, so nice to be here again, week in, week in out, with so much soccer action that brings joy and excitement to all the fans around the world. Last weekend, you were right on your opening. We had some really, really upsetting results, but also a lot of goals, which love to see. Can't wait to talk about the Manchester Derby. I mean, that is the main menu, baby.
I know, and we're going to get into the Week 16 preview. Let's start with the Week 15 recap. We'll mix in some Champions League when we get there. The games weren't that exciting this week, though. No key matchups and stuff. We'll just do a little recap on it just because there's so much Premier League to get to. Unfortunately, last weekend, it all started off with Everton-Liverpool being postponed due to weather, so we didn't get the Merseyside Derby. Which also, you know, it's going to affect what the table looks like right now. It looks like that gap up top is a lot smaller than it actually is, but Liverpool has a game in hand. So let's start with Villa versus Southampton. Villa 1, Southampton 0. Villa minus 295 money line cashes, somehow under 3.5 at minus 139 cashed. Duran scored the only goal of the game 24 minutes in. How this did not go over 3.5, which we both had, I mean, it just blows my mind. We were texting each other throughout the whole game. This is insane. This is insane. Villa had 18 shots with only 5 on target. And Southampton didn't have a single shot on target. Villa are up to 6. Southampton in dead last, 20th place, 4 points behind 19th, which doesn't sound like a lot. But at the bottom of the table, that's a pretty significant gap right now. Nico, how many chances did Ollie Watkins miss? I mean, I was watching just in the last 10 minutes of the game. He could have had a hat trick himself, if not 2 assists and a goal, and they got nothing out of it. It crushed our parlay. It crushed our straight bets that me and you individually had. But ultimately, they get the win. I guess that's all that matters. I guess they don't care about our slips, unfortunately.
This game was frustrating to watch because, yes, Aston Villa was coming in with some subs. They have Champions League action, which obviously is going to take some of your attention off of a game against a terrible team like Southampton. But yeah, man. I mean, watching players waste chances while you have the over in a game must be the most frustrating thing in the world. And in soccer, they count. I mean, it's not like NBA where you can take a million shots. Now it's like 3 or 4 chances to make it count, and Aston Villa cannot put them away.
I know. It was so disappointing. A game that certainly did not have that problem. Brentford 4, Newcastle 2. Brentford plus 182 moneyline cashes, over 3.5, minus 146. I was on Newcastle. I thought that, you know, Brentford have not lost at home this season. You know, they're bound to drop one. I thought this was going to be the one. It was by far their biggest test at home this season, and it's a win. You know, the first half, it was just insane. And Waymo opened things up 8 minutes in. 2 minutes later, Izak equalizes. Then Wissa scores in the 28th. 4 minutes later, Harvey Barnes equalizes. And the second half, Brentford, it was just too much. They sealed it. Goals in the 56th and 90th. Brentford up to 9th, Newcastle in 12th. I mean, if you look right now, if you guys go on Google and pop up the Premier League table in terms of home and away games, Brentford is at the top for home games, and they're almost dead last for away games. They win like every single game at home. They haven't lost one on the season, and they're the taking the over in Brentford games trend continues to roll on. They pour it on, and they don't care about conceding chances. They play their style of play. They are who they are. And at home, for some reason, they just can't be beat.
Here's a cool fact about Brentford. This is a team that's always been decent, right? They had some seasons where they've been terrible. But something that I was looking at is last season, Brentford ended 9th on the table with 58 goals scored. That's how many goals they scored. This year, they are 9th on the table right now, and we have 5 games left for half the season to go through, and they got 31. I mean, obviously, their outpour is so much higher, and they're going to definitely score more than 58 goals by the end of the season. But especially at home, man, nobody can underestimate this team.
Well, they're just so confident, and they play with confidence, and you can see that. And, I mean, when they are clicking, they're just – it's so hard to take them down. And, you know, they get the – Newcastle in 12th is shocking. I'm not sure how much longer Eddie Howe will be there because they – I mean, look – their ownership is one of, if not the richest in the world. They can afford anyone that they want to bring in, whether it's a coach or a player. And they've made investments into the squad over the past couple seasons, and they're not seeing growth that I'm sure that they would want to be seeing because they have a good team. Obviously, it could be improved. I think their back four isn't exactly solid, but it's...
This is a very tough league to play, but I think the biggest... benefit that Newcastle has this year is that they're not playing in Europe. So you have one game to prepare for every weekend, and that raises the standard. That raises the standard from the standpoint of the president, because they'll say, hey, listen, you guys are playing one game a week. You prepare and win.
Yeah, it's got to be better. It just has to. Speaking of has to be better, Crystal Palace 2, Manchester City 2. I mean, draw plus 320. Congrats if you had that. Over 2.5, minus 165. We both like that. It only took Crystal Palace 4 minutes to score against Manchester City. That defense is Swiss cheese. Just saying it now. Haaland leveled things up right on the half hour mark. Palace came out in the second half and took the lead. Lacroix scored his first Premier League goal. Rico Lewis leveled things in the 68th. Nice little move. Unbelievable finish. Buried at top corner. And then he got sent off in the 84th minute. And that was it. Palace, I mean, they were not scared of Manchester City at all. They did not. It's not like what we've seen over the past couple seasons where City are going to have 70% possession. They're not going to give up. Crystal Palace away is a difficult place to play. We'll give them that. They usually pack it in. They're hard to score on there. I don't know, man. City, one win in their last 10 games. They're in fourth right now, which isn't terrible. I mean, for their standards, it's very bad, especially when we look at, which we're going to, where they're at in the Champions League table. I mean, they just don't look good. They have been exposed for being a team that cannot play without Rodri.
They're giving up way too many chances on the opposition. And again, if you're not going to score 3 goals on average on each game, which they aren't, you're not going to have a lot of chances if the other team takes the shots and makes goals. We saw that in the Fulham game earlier in the season, and everybody thought it was kind of like a fluke. But then the trend has been Manchester City getting like losing the ball, and they're tracking back his whole
goal. I called this weeks ago when they beat Southampton 1-0. They scored 4 minutes in and didn't score again, and Southampton are terrible. I said, I'm worried. I'm very worried. If this is a worrying result. Yes, they got the win, but the fact that they score 1 in 4 minutes in Southampton and nothing else, I called it at the top. I said, you should be worried, and since then they have one win. Let's go to the other side of Manchester where things were equally as disappointing. United 2, Forest 3. United drop points at home. Forest plus 380 money line cashes, over 2.5, minus 128. Just a god-awful game from Andre Onana. Milenkovic scored off of a corner 2 minutes in. Hoyland scores, great goal, 18 minutes in to level it up. Second half starts, 2 minutes into the second half, Gibbs White. Driving down the middle, a shot directly at Onana with a little bit of swerve with the outside of the boot. But don't get it twisted. Go look it up. It is right at him. He doesn't score. Conceding a goal in the first few minutes of each half is utterly pathetic. It's bad. It's embarrassing. It's unacceptable, especially at home when you're playing a team. In terms of the price of the squad, I mean, United, this should not be happening. And then after that, just a couple minutes later, Chris Wood, a looping header. Martinez is standing on the back post, and he literally, I'm not kidding, just watched it go in with no effort. I don't know how Onana's getting beat on this. Bruno got one back in the 61st. It was all too late. This was very disappointing. I'm not going to lie. And I said going into this game, Forest are gritty. I'm a little nervous, but, you know, you talked me off the cliff and said, look, this should be a game that United win. And you're right. This should be a game that United win. But now they're sitting in 13th with Forest in 5th. And, I mean, I have – what Onana – I can't even find the words. How he's not saving that second shot. I referenced it earlier. I was a goalkeeper my whole life. I swear to every single viewer that is listening to this show, and to you, Nico, to the producers, to all the sponsors, to everyone at Sports Overnight America, I am saving that shot. No doubt in my mind. The fact that he lets these in, and when you look at the error midweek, what are we doing with this guy? The error midweek as well in the Europa League yesterday was a passing error. That's why we brought him in. Why did we get rid of De Gea? Tell me.
It's bad. It's bad. I think that my opinion on De Gea versus Onana is that the biggest scam on earth is try to sell keepers to teams based on the fact that they're good with their feet. Because I believe that a keeper should be an amazing shot. Yeah, amazing.
Stop the shots, man.
Yeah, exactly. In my opinion, I mean, I'd rather have a keeper like Kelleher, which he's obviously not amazing with his feet like Alisson, but he's an amazing shot stopper, than have somebody that's like, you know, going to make like long passes, I guess, and target the center forward. But anyway, what I wanted to say is that Amorim's biggest challenge is going to be to fix the defense. They beat Everton 4-0, and we talked about the praise of, you know, United being very aggressive on defense and scoring goals off of stealing the ball. But this game was an absolute massacre. Forest picked them apart, and Onana is at fault here, but the whole team should be ashamed for
goals. It's so bad. And you know what's funny is I saw the starting lineup come out, and I said, this might be the best lineup I've seen us put out in the last 10 seasons. And we just looked pathetic. And it's at the point where, like, you know, we have to start clearing house. Like, Rashford, get him out. I'm done. It's, you know, I love the club legend stories and all of that stuff. But, like, at this point, where does he fit into this squad? Where do most of these guys, outside of Ahmad and even Hoyland, who's been playing very well, and Bruno, because is a production machine, and Kobe Mainoo, and obviously Ugarte, we just brought in, the jury slot on him. Mazraoui's played well. Lenny Yoro, we just brought in. But, like, outside of that, like, get rid of everyone. Clean house. New squad.
I feel like United needs to promote some guys from their youth team. That's what I think personally, because I feel like the players that are playing for the club right now, they don't feel the weight of the jersey.
But we can't win with youth.
They don't feel like the pressure is enough for them to perform, and that's a big problem.
I know. It's just so bad, man. Just so bad. All right. Up next, we're going to get into the Sunday slate of Week 15. We'll recap some Champions League as well before we look ahead at Week 16 in the English Premier League here on First Touch. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We will be right back. Don't move.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Tyler Levine, and my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce, brought to you by Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram, both at First Touch and at Sports Overnight America. We've been posting a ton of content, some game previews and stuff. It means the world to get your follow, as we appreciate every single one of you that is listening. All right, Sunday slate, Fulham 1, Arsenal 1. I put in parentheses Stoke City. Draw, plus 320, under 2.5, plus 106. Fulham took the lead in this game 11 minutes in through Jimenez. And Arsenal, again, their only goal comes off of a set piece as Saliba scores 56 minutes in. Saka thought he had the winner in the 88th, ruled out from VAR. Arsenal slip up, now in third, 6 points off the top. But again, Liverpool do have a game in hand. This is a great point for Fulham, who are now in 10th. Look, Arsenal, I don't know what to make of them. They are rarely scoring from open play. I know they had a couple goals in the Champions League against Monaco midweek. I don't care about that. You know, you look at their last two games, they have 3 goals, all off set pieces. They're the best set piece team in the league by far. But, you know, a $700 million squad in the fifth year of the Arteta, rule, and to only really be scoring off set pieces, is that concerning for you, Nico, with where Arsenal are at right now?
I mean, I think that Arsenal's best attribute, to be honest, is their defense. I think that when they have good defensive games and they can keep the zero in the back line is when they're going to be the most successful. I do think that they're lacking a big piece up front. They went for Victor Osimhen. They're stuck with Gabriel Jesus and Kai Havertz, which I think are not... Neither of them impressed me. I don't think they're Premier League caliber at this time anyway. I think Gabriel Jesus was better when he was playing for City. But yeah, they're missing a huge piece up front, and that creates a lot of issues in these games because when you play away, you can see the goal and then you need two to win. You don't get the second one and you lose 2 points.
Well, yeah, that's the problem. And for me, I don't know why. I think this is a mutually shared opinion pretty much with everybody. Why they didn't sign a striker in the offseason and decided to just keep rolling with Havertz and Jesus is mind-boggling. But, you know, their fan base is frustrated, I'll tell you that. Anyone who pays attention to AFTV You know, the guys, troops on Instagram, like, you know, they're all frustrated. It's, you know, why can we not score goals from open play? We have all these guys, and it's not like they're not getting chances. They're just not putting them away. And, you know, you can't, especially with the fact that Liverpool dropped points 2 weeks ago to Newcastle in that draw. You know, for if you're going to compete to win the league, you got to beat teams like Fulham away from home. You just have to.
Fulham is not a scary team. I mean, they're good, but
they're gritty. But they're going into this game, and there is not a single Arsenal fan that is satisfied with this result. This is not a draw at Anfield. It's not a draw at Stamford Bridge against Chelsea. It's a bad result, and you know they drop points, and that's unfortunate. But they got to figure it out in open play. All right, Ipswich 1, Bournemouth 2. Bournemouth plus 101 cashes, over 2.5, minus 144. Chaplin gave Ipswich the lead 21 minutes in at home. The place goes nuts, and they nearly held on, but they concede in the 87th and then the 5th minute of stoppage time to lose. Just gut-wrenching and heartbreaking if you are an Ipswich fan. Bournemouth are gritty, though, and you can never, ever, ever count them out. They're up to 8th as Ipswich fall down to 18th. What do you think?
Listen, you know what's crazy is that this is not the first time that Bournemouth does this. They say that they did the same thing to Everton. Everton was winning 2-0 and they came back from like crazy comeback with 3 goals back to back. And now they do it again. I love a team that plays to the whistle. I love that because you create a culture that we're not giving up on games, and large clubs like United, City, Arsenal, Liverpool, that's what they do.
They came back against Everton, that this is a win that they will carry with them throughout the rest of the season. Because when you are down 2-0 in the 86th minute, like they were against Everton, you win that game 3-2. Mentally, in the back of your mind, unconsciously, at no point in any game will you think that you're out of it. And here it is again. 2 goals, 87th, 95th to win on the road, which they were on the road at Everton, by the way.
Yes.
Unbelievable. For those who have Bournemouth money line, that's just an unreal
hit. Electric.
Those who have the over 2.5, unreal hit. That is what dreams are made of. And speaking of teams that are having this identity of coming back and never giving up and playing till the whistle, Leicester City 2. At home, Brighton 2. The draw plus 300 cashes, which I said I liked, I believe. We've run the tape back. I said I liked the draw in this game. Over 2.5, minus 167 cashes. Brighton were up 2-0 in the 79th minute before Ruud van Nistelrooy and the boys channeled their inner Sir Alex Ferguson in Fergie time, like the old Manchester United teams, which Ruud played on, to snag a draw. I love Ruud van Nistelrooy. I could not be more happy for someone of a team that I do not support. Leicester up to 16th, Brighton in 7th. I mean, this is now, the second week in a row that they've gotten a result under his reign. And, you know, they were going nowhere fast. And, dude, I'm telling you, when something like this changes, when a coach is brought in and the culture shifts and there's a guy that you can believe in and you get results like this back-to-back games, this is massive for them throughout the rest of the season. I now do not think Leicester will be relegated. I think that they're going to survive because they're a team, just like we just talked about with Bournemouth. This is not the first time that they've either tied a game up or won a game in stoppage time after being down by multiple goals. This is like the third or fourth time that's happened this season. And, you know, Leicester are flying. Jamie Vardy's getting goals, it seems like, weekly now.
I will say that I'm impressed by Leicester. I'm impressed by the effect that Ruud van Nistelrooy has had in them in such a short period of time. I would like to see the longevity of it, because we've seen this back way too many times where a coach comes in, there's enthusiasm, they get some good results, and then things trickle back. So let's give them some time. But I will say, I think I was right, because I was the one that told you that Ruud van Nistelrooy should have never left United. He was literally such a positive influence. Even when Ten Hag left, United had that amazing game against Leicester.
I wish we kept him on, but we needed an established head coach. We couldn't just roll the dice. We couldn't do what we did with Solskjaer again. We couldn't.
Keep him any role in the team.
That I'm completely on board with, and I wish he did stay on as well.
100%.
Let's get to this. I've been waiting for this all week. Tottenham 3, Chelsea 4. Chelsea get the win on the road. Chelsea plus 106 moneyline cashes, over 3.5, minus 115. Easy, free money. Tottenham up 2-0, 11 minutes in. Solanke and Kulusevski both score after Cucurella slipped twice in his brand new Puma boots, by the way.
They just released this line, and after the game, he posted a picture with them in the garbage because he slipped twice. So sorry for Puma on that one. That's really tough. But again, Tottenham up 2-0 at home. You'd think, okay, they got this. All they have to do is just play relatively respectable defense, maybe bag another one on a counterattack. However, Chelsea scored 4 unanswered goals through Sancho, Palmer twice, and Enzo Fernandez. Chelsea in second, only 4 points off Liverpool, who again do have a game in hand. Tottenham down to 11th. Cole Palmer, first of all, is that guy. He is a bona fide stud. The fact that he hit a Panenka in this game is unbelievable.
He's confident.
To have the balls to do that is unreal. And this is not the first time we've seen him do this, man. He is, you just said it, he is confident. He is flying, and he's playing unbelievable, as are Chelsea. Chelsea are good. They're very good. And there's no reason why they cannot, why they shouldn't be considered in the title race. I'm just saying it now. I don't think that they're going to win it, but they're in it. If Liverpool slip up in form, a couple injuries happen, look, you know, they're a team that can contend. I'm just saying it now.
I don't think Chelsea wins the league. I don't even think they contend for it by the end of the league. But I will say that Tottenham has literally built a culture around a jersey that barely weighs an ounce. I mean, those guys literally go up 2-0. And this is not the first time that they do it this year. They did it with Villa, didn't they?
Yeah, they're terrible.
This is what I said
in the beginning of the season. They will never get out of their own way.
It's crazy.
It is a sad, pathetic culture. Oh, it's a dying fan base. It doesn't matter who you put in there manager-wise. It's not on the manager. The players are bad. They have a young squad, no experience, and that is it.
What's the solution to this?
I don't know. There is no solution. And that's why I said at the beginning of the season, I'll tattoo their logo on my body and give you my car if they finish top 4. All right. Up next, week 16 preview and a little Champions League recap here on First Touch. Do not go anywhere. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We will be right back.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. And enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games. The first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America. Presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here. Distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Welcome back to First Touch here with your host, Tyler Levine, and my co-host, Nico Beef Sauce. Real quick, before we preview Week 16 and get into some Champions League, there was one more game of the Week 15 slate played on Monday. West Ham 2, Wolves 1. It was a touching win. For those who don't know, Mikel Antonio was in a very, very bad car accident, broken leg. Thank God he is okay, though, you know, is in decent health at this point. And I'm just saying it now, I hit West Ham money line strictly because they're playing for their boy. They open things up through Thomas Suchek, 54 minutes in, goes right over to the camera, says, Mickey, this one's for you. Just a really cool sports moment. The fans were loving it. However, Wolves did try and spoil the party 69 minutes in. Doherty, unbelievable finish off of a Nori cross, banged it in off the volley. Wolves were looking threatening, but Jared Bowen put one away in the 72nd to take the lead. Just a really nice cut in, finish with the left foot, goes over, has a jersey there for Antonio, shows it up to the crowd. West Ham win 2-1, minus 125 money line cash as it goes over 2.5, which was minus 150. Beautiful stuff. And again, just thoughts and prayers out to Mikel Antonio as he recovers from his injury. It's not clear if he's ever even going to be able to play again as of right now. All right, let's do a little Champions League recap. I'm just going to run through this because the games weren't too crazy in terms of the matchups. And then we'll get Nico's take on what went down in the Champions League. So Liverpool narrowly beat Girona 1-0 through a solid penalty. They are still top of the table. Perfect record in the Champions League with only one goal allowed, which is unbelievable. Barcelona traveled to Borussia Dortmund and won a thriller 3-2. Rafinha scored and Torres scored twice for Barca. They're second in the Champions League table. Dortmund fall down to ninth. Liverpool and Barcelona at the top of that table only makes sense. They have by far been the two best teams across Europe all season for me. Real Madrid get a road win against Atalanta 3-2. Mbappe, Vinicius, and Jude score. Madrid are still in 20th, however. But seeing those three guys on the score sheet after the season Madrid have had will certainly make their fans happy. Mbappe did exit for a thigh injury during this game, but he's rumored to only be out for around 10 days or so. Leverkusen jump Inter Milan on the table after a 1-0 win. They sit 4th and 6th, respectfully. Villa find a way to get it done over RB Leipzig, who just had the most brutal Champions League schedule. I believe they're winless. That game was 3-2 in a back-and-forth game. Villa in 5th in the Champions League table. How about that? Unbelievable stuff from them in Europe. I don't think anyone expected that. Arsenal have no problems with Monaco. They won 3-0. Saka scored twice. Havertz got a goal, 3rd in the Champions League table. And the Manchester City woes continue. I hinted at it earlier. They lost 2-0 to Juve. The highlight for us here at First Touch in this game was that Weston McKennie goal. The American Weston McKennie, a beautiful scissor kick off of an assist from Tim Weah, another American. That side angle, that if you find it online, the cross is so, so, so beautiful. Cheeky little cross, tries the first time, gets deflected, hits a little curler, volleyed in. City in 22nd in the Champions League table. They're facing elimination if they cannot get this figured out. And Champions League action returns January 21st, 2025. So now, with all that being said, before we get into the Week 16 preview, Nico, what stood out for you in the Champions League action this week?
The thing that stood out for me the most is Barcelona's game. That game was absolutely incredible. If you're a fan of the sport, even if you're not a fan of the sport, 5 goals in a back-and-forth game with Robert Lewandowski being on the field, Dortmund legend, so many years at the club and succeeded so much there, basically scored so many goals for them and kept them up. But the key play of that game for me is the 5th goal that Barcelona scores. Dortmund has a corner kick in the 84th minute. I posted about it at Nico First Touch if you want to see it. But basically, Dortmund gets a corner kick. They shoot it. they get control of the ball outside the box, and a Dortmund player receives a pass but completely lets the ball go. Barcelona breaks off of that, and Lamine Yamal makes a pass that looks like as easy as FIFA, right through the defense, cuts through the defenders. Ferran Torres scores, and Barcelona gets a huge W. I will say the city's in shambles. I watched the whole game. They attacked, but they were so sloppy on offense as well as on defense. Vlahovic creates the route for that amazing goal by the American. Like, just like you said, Weston McKennie, what an amazing finish with the shin bone. But man, oh man,
I would love to see Liverpool and Barcelona face off at some point in this Champions League this season. And I got to say, I wasn't so sure about the format. I still like the old format more. It's going to take me some time to get used to, I think, but I don't hate this new format that, you know, that we have here. It's very interesting, to say the least, but it's just, I don't know. It doesn't feel right that, you know, teams play once and they don't. It's just, I'm so used to a home and away fixture. I feel like that's only fair because you see guys like RB Leipzig getting stuck with just, you know, eight teams that are top teams, and they don't have a chance to play at home in a lot of them. And that's, it's obviously very tough for them.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we're going to dive more into the Champions League as it goes on, where there's weeks where there's not a lot of those, you know, high intense matchups. We're not going to really cover it as in depth just because there's so much going on in the Premier League. But we will always keep you up to date with Champions League action, results, and where teams stand in the table. And as the league play shakes out and we get into the knockout stages, we're going to cover it a lot more in depth, very similarly to how we do the English Premier League. Speaking of Saturday slate, week 16 preview, let's do it. Following this, we're going to put out the first touch parlay during the two-minute drill, so make sure you guys stay for that because this week's is cashing. I'm telling you now, I just feel it. All right, Arsenal home versus Everton. Arsenal minus 435. The draw is plus 550. Everton plus 1,200. I don't have the over-under. I'm going to pull that up right now. I forgot to write it down. But, Nico, what are your thoughts on this game?
My thoughts is that Arsenal is going to win, and I love the over 2.5. It sits on minus 150. I believe under 2.5 is like plus 110, plus 115. But listen, Arsenal at home against teams that are weaker, they just swarm them. They did it to Forest. They did it to United, sadly, although United is a big club in my eyes still. But they have like this offense that is going to overwhelm anybody, and I love the over in this game.
I don't think Everton are too good from defending set pieces as well. So I'm all over the over 2.5 minus 150 here because, I mean, it's if there's a line for Arsenal to score off of a set piece, just take it, lock it in because it's happening. It's probably minus 500. You're right. Liverpool home versus Fulham. Liverpool minus 313. The draw is plus 482. Fulham plus 762. Over 3.5 plus 110. Under 3.5 minus 139. I mean, there's nothing for me here but Liverpool winning, but I do like the under. I think their defense has been playing very, very well, and they get Alisson back this week. I know Fulham are a gritty team, but they're, you know, a little bit different on the road. And Liverpool, I'm not going to say they've fallen off in form, but goals have started to come less likely for them. You know, they've been playing a lot of games. There were two games last week, Champions League. A lot's been going on. I see like maybe like a, you know, a 2-1 win here, a 2-0 win.
Liverpool has been amazing at home this year. They have one defeat against Forest, but that was definitely a fluke. They proved it multiple times. And they have the best defense in the league also. So you're right. I mean, the under might be the play here, although Fulham shines on the counter. They are a really good counter-attacking team.
But yeah, I got Virgil van Dijk. Don't even matter. We saw what he did to Haaland, and I'm sorry, but there's not a single person on Fulham that I think can keep up with him right now. He's playing at an unbelievable level. Newcastle home versus Leicester. Very interesting game. And surprisingly, Newcastle minus 350 favorite. The draw is plus 500. Leicester plus 800. Over 3.5 plus 105. Under 3.5 minus 132. I know Newcastle at home are a different beast. That line is just way too high for me to dabble with. For me saying that Newcastle are more likely to win at home against Leicester than Liverpool are against Fulham feels off to me. It's a higher line. And Leicester are just one of those teams right now that are kind of cooking. However, they're definitely due for some regression. This is another game. You know, I've usually been over a lot of these overs. You know, I've been all over them, but I don't know. I can see this one kind of being a little bit of a stinker and Newcastle winning this one 2-0, 2-1 maybe. I could even see a 1-0 win, but I don't know. I don't see Leicester winning here. What about you?
I like Newcastle to be winning the first half, which is a minus 150, because I think
that's a lot better.
Yeah, the line is there for a reason, because like Newcastle ultimately is going to put a lot of pressure on you at home, and Leicester does not have a good defense. I mean, are they going to go down two goals and come back every time? You know that that's not happening. They are very strong favorites in this game. I also love the corner kicks. I don't know if anybody bets on corner kicks. I do sometimes on games that I think one team is going to put a ton of pressure on the other. Over 10.5 corners at minus 150, I think that's definitely possible.
Interesting. I like that. A little D-gen play. Wolves home versus Ipswich. Wolves minus 105. Draw plus 272. Ipswich plus 270. Over 2.5 minus 139. Under 2.5 plus 110. I love Wolves here. I do. They're a good team. Okay, let me pause. They're not a good team. But they can score. They have talent. Cunha is a great player. I think he's going to get a goal. He hasn't scored in a couple weeks. It will most likely be a banger. And Ipswich just, I mean, when you watch them play, just they look like a championship team. They don't look like a Premier League team with their level of play. And Wolves can be dangerous. So I'm riding with Wolves minus 105. I love it. What about you?
I like the over 2.5 in this game, because I think Ipswich now at this point, they're going to start realizing that playing away and just defending and losing by 1-0 or 2-0 does not work. I think Wolves gives up a lot of chances to the opposition until they score the goal that they're looking for. And listen, Wolves, I think, is a better team than Ipswich Town, but they're both sitting at 9 points. 19th Wolves, 18th Ipswich Town. So if the league ended today, Wolves and Ipswich are both getting relegated. So this is going to be a grudge match.
Yeah, they got to go at it here. They can't just sit back and
exactly.
Do they have to. Yep. I like that over 2.5 as well. Nottingham Forest home versus Villa. This will be a good one. Forest plus 162, draw plus 235, Aston Villa plus 170, over 2.5 minus 116, under 2.5 minus 108. I'm taking the draw here. I think these two teams are very evenly matched. They don't sit far apart in the table. I do think that Villa on paper have a better squad. Forest just are coming off of a huge win, which a lot of people will think there's, you know, momentum to be. But like, let's not forget those two goals were atrocious. They did not deserve to win that game. I mean, I guess they kind of did. They outplayed United, but at best, that should have been a 2-2 draw. I'm taking the draw this week at plus 235. I like that line. It's not that far off from where the money lines are at, and for me, that usually is an indicator that this one might be tight. I'm staying away from the over-under, though, because I'm not going to bet that it's going to be a, you know, 2-2 game taking the over, or a 1-1 game, or 0-0 taking the under there. So what do you got here, Nico?
Considering that Villa played midweek and they're definitely going to be dealing with some fatigue and like micro injuries here, Ollie Watkins might be out for this game. Leon Bailey might not play either. I like the over 2.5 because I think Forest at home, they really, really attack. And they really put pressure on the opposition, whether it's set pieces, whether it's Gibbs White through the middle. I like the over 2.5.
All right. You like the over 2.5.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. That would mean for me that it would have to be a 2-2 draw, which I actually don't think is too crazy.
It's not.
Sunday slate, baby. Some Sunday soccer before we all dive deep into the NFL. All right. Brighton home versus Crystal Palace. Brighton minus 114, draw plus 280. Crystal Palace plus 290. Over 2.5, minus 140. Under 2.5, plus 110. Brighton for me. That's
me
it.
Me too. Yeah.
That's it.
Simple.
All right. The big one. City home versus United. City minus 166, draw plus 350, United plus 400, over 3.5 plus 107, under 3.5 minus 139. I'm taking the over. Both defenses are terrible.
3.5?
Yeah, over 3.5.
You want to quote that?
You know what else I'm going to dabble on is the draw, plus 350. This is a 2-2 draw. I'm saying it now.
You know, listen, these teams have played 54 games in the Premier League. City holds 25 wins, United 20 and 9 draws. I think the most interesting fact that I found out about this game is 157 goals have been scored between those two teams in these games, which averages just under 3 goals per game. And I feel like with the state of the defenses of both teams, over 3.5 is such a gift here. I do think that United has an amazing opportunity after coming of all this frustration with Onana and the bad result at Old Trafford. You find City in the dumps and you spoil them right at home across the city.
Oh my God, that would make me so happy.
That'd be so amazing.
I would gladly lose my draw bet if it means a Manchester United win.
Love it.
All right, Chelsea home. We got a couple more to get to before we get to the first touch parlay. Chelsea home versus Brentford. Chelsea minus 300, draw plus 482. Brentford plus 662, over 3.5 minus 122, under 3.5 plus 101. I'm taking the over. There's no juice on any of the lines for me. What do you got in this one real quick, Nico?
I love Brentford spread, plus 1.5 goals.
I like that as well. Southampton home versus Tottenham. Tottenham minus 145, draw plus 350. Southampton is plus 333, over 3.5, minus 122, under 3.5, plus 101. Tottenham minus 145, we locking that in?
Yeah, Tottenham money line is a lock.
They're due,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, and last game of the week, Bournemouth home versus West Ham. Bournemouth minus 140, draw plus 312. West Ham plus 350, over 3.5, plus 121, under 3.5, minus 157. What do we got? Real quick.
Give me over 2.5, baby.
I am rocking and rolling with that. All right, up next on First Touch, the First Touch Parlay with your host, Todd Levine and Nico Beef Sauce. Do not move because this is the week that it's hitting. We'll be right back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, here with Nico Beef Sauce, brought to you by Sports Overnight America and listened to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It is time for my favorite part of the show, and it is the First Touch Parlay. We're hitting this week, Nico. How about it? We got a four-teamer for you. We've been putting out six-teamers. We thought that might be a little irresponsible. We'll dabble with those every now and then, but look, we just loved four picks this week. As always, this is not financial advice. We know nothing. We know nothing more than you do. However, this is what we love. It's a four-teamer. Over 2.5 in the Arsenal-Everton game. Over 2.5 in the Brighton versus Crystal Palace game. Tottenham money line. Pray to God, everyone. We're throwing that in the parlay. And then Wolverhampton against Ipswich money line. It is plus 844. $100 pays out 844. Nico, I'm not going to lie, man. I'm feeling good about this one. I'm feeling real good. Your mic is muted, by the way, but I am feeling amazing. about this week's parlay.
I feel amazing about it because I've been hitting lately, and I love those picks, man. Let's give out a green slip, get people some money.
Green slip loading. All right, guys, up next, Sports Overnight America. I'll be on with Marty Terrell. We're diving deep into the NFL, the Thursday night game. We got a lot of good games this weekend. College football playoff is right around the corner. We'll dive into that. Yank signed a new closer today. I'm sure we'll dive into that as well and a whole lot more. But most importantly, thank you guys for tuning in to another edition of First Touch. We will be back next Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, as always, to talk about that green slip that we just gave you. It has been an absolute pleasure. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, with Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be back. Stay where you are. Sports Overnight America, Sports Weekend is up next.